are good to be here. I'm glad you're here. My other half, she's coming Sunday night. And she's also, Noel Romas came with me. He's going to help us here in prayer and keep me straight. And praise God. And also, Jones Jr.'s coming. Amen. I don't know if he's going to get any good food or not because he left his mother out of his CD. But anyway, praise God. I thought I'd stir it up a little bit, you know. But they're coming, and his wife. His wife's coming. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord. So we're going to have a good time next week.
Amen.
But next week ain't here yet, so we're going to have a good time now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Good to Pastor Michael LeCeticut, hallelujah, and Pastor Nancy, and she's the rudder. She keeps him straight, going the right way. Praise God for that. And their three children, one of them came out to our camp meeting. Pays to come to our church, doesn't it? Amen. Praise God. and we just had a wonderful, wonderful time, and praise God. Good to see one of my sons, Billy. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Pastor Billy, Reverend Billy Miller travels all over, and we've been connected, what, over, almost 30 years, huh? Yeah, and we haven't changed a bit, have we? We look the same. You're looking down. I don't want to because... Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I saw you see the surprise came. Hey! That's all right. Go ahead. Praise God. Amen. I want to see you doing that all the way down the altar. Hey, the word works. The word works. The word works. Amen. Well, congratulations to both of you. Praise God. Pays to serve God. That's right. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I can tell we're going to have a wonderful week and a half.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Give you a little update. We're about 77% done with our new Bible school building. And everything is paid for up to now. Now, not the property, but the building. We just made up our minds we was going to pay as we go. So that's a real blessing. And we're excited. We got a whole new crop coming this September.
Amen.
Praise God. A lot of them right out of high school. During camp meeting, we have people coming, buying houses, renting apartments, you know, for their kids. And some of them are going in together and getting an apartment. And so we're excited about the school. And Pastor LeCeticut came out and just tore them all up. He taught them how to keep their britches on and... I mean, he laid it out there, man alive. Praise God. Yeah, they all came out of that place repenting, I'll tell you. Praise God. But they loved him, and we're going to have him back. We're hoping Pastor Nancy could come with him, and praise God.
And hallelujah.
And he talked about the girl he married, and we need to let him see her. Praise God. And it was just beautiful. Then next year, your pastor's coming out to teach for us. At least that's what he said. Is that still on?
Yes, sir.
You know, it cost, what, parent, with the, what the, what, I'm already toasted. What the students pay only pays half of what it costs to run the Bible school. And we appreciate the cooperation of the pastors here in this area and region under the wonderful direction of Pastor Michael Laketic, and they, at their own expense, came out and taught in our school, and that really helps us, and we appreciate that. Amen. And just very upstanding teaching and just wonderful. And then the other project I'd like to let you know, on the ranch, a ranch that I'm building for ministers, and of course for myself, I'm a minister, I'm going to go up there too, but we are now just they're putting the drywall on, and we're believing to have it done by September, because we want to go up there for Thanksgiving and check it all out, you know, and it's just really beautiful, so we're doing that. And right now we're looking for four-wheelers, you know, the kind of four-wheelers from small all the way to big for their families when the pastors come up. So if any of you have any for sale, my wife's coming with her checkbook Sunday night, so if you do, I'm serious, if you do, we're going to buy them. I'm not trying to con you out of them, but if you have some for sale or you know of some, let the office know here, their secretary, and then I'll get my wife's paycheck, her check, and do it. But we want to fix it up where pastors can come with their family. We had a family camp, and we had it for 5 days last July, and it was the last moment. And we had over 70 people. The little auditorium that we rent in the there at the hotel was full. They didn't even have enough chairs. Kids had to sit on the floor. And so Brother... red-headed preacher Siegel, yeah, he's going to do our music this year, and he's bringing extra chairs, he's bringing the sound equipment and everything else. So sorry, I get in the spirit sometimes, you forget names, but he's going to help us, praise God. But last year we had pastors bring their family. He says, you know, this is the first time that we're able to get away all together, and he said, and get to know my own family. And so that's worth it right there, where they go. And I have my little buggy. They call it an oldie, but it's a little buggy, Polaris. You know, sits six people, and I take them way up on the top of the mountain and look at the Great Divide, Continental Divide. It's just so beautiful and stuff. So that's what we're doing. So that's all coming together. Now, we have a new book since we've been here by my wife, and it's called Living Free from Worry and Having Peace. It's called Peace, Living Free from Worry. Brand new book, got a beautiful picture of my wife. She's all mine, so amen, brand new, just a hop of the breath. We're doing a book a month, amen. Either reprint, they just redid the CD that your son produced, and that CD's getting all over the world. There's a camp up in New Mexico, and they have a chapel, and they play that CD 24/7, and people go in there, listen to that, and get praising God, getting healed off of the CD. Hallelujah. And Junior, he has himself has produced one. I hope he brings them with him and be really blessing. But the Jones family have been a real blessing, actually they're working on another one with my wife and Grant. They're working on another CD, so it's just one of great things are happening. Just got back from Russia. Revival's going on over there. Now we're going to Brazil in August. We're going down to Mongolia. We've been invited to come to Mongolia. What was that dictator's name said he was going to take the whole world over? Conkus Kong or something? Huh? Monty Kong or something like that. What was it? Huh? Genghis Kong. Remember, he said he's going to take it over the world. He did. We're going in there and taking over. Me and Noel, just 2 weeks ago, we were preaching in Russia where Lenin used to preach. He's dead. His body's rotten.
That's right.
And we're preaching where he preached.
Amen. Glory.
I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be alive today. Hallelujah. So next year, your partner's like, no, next year we're going to Mongolia. Where the pastors invited us and to come. And so it's a country that just has exploded with gold and silver. Many companies, big companies from Canada are coming in and from America. So there's a revival going on there. And then there's also a revival of finances. So we're gonna go in there and make them happy, teach them about how to tithe and get that gold in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then here's the greatness of God's power. I don't know if we had that one last time we was here. This is a new book, too, that was just put out. Praise God. Me and my wife are going to do a book together on the body of Christ. So it's coming out. Here's some classics. You don't got these. This one's called Marked Out by God, 1985. Boy, look how thin I was back then. Amen. I told them they shouldn't put those skinny when I was skinny on there. It makes me look bad right now. But Marked Out by God, powerful message. When you realize that you are marked.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Here's a new one, brand new. The Holy Ghost, the GPS inside of you. I work up in the cockpit, and we didn't bring our airplane this time, but I work up there because it's a single pilot operation, but I get up there and help Mitch. I got my certain job, and I watch him all the time, you know, where that GPS will tell you that change the course, and he'll go over there and change the course just a little bit, keep you on course, because if you don't do that, you could start out here in Jamestown and end up over there in Vancouver when we're going to California if you don't make those corrections. That's why some of you ended up in the trash bin. You didn't listen to your... That went over real big. Anyway, moving along. Here's another one out of the archives. These are from the archives, the Vault of Ed Dufresne Ministry. Consider Jesus.
Amen.
1985. Hallelujah. Here's another one in 1985. Healing on the Pole. I think these pictures were taken when I was speaking for my pastor, Dr. Lester Sumrall. Hallelujah, those pictures there. And then this one here, we've had this here before, but just we sell so many of them. All Faith Crusade, they gave us permission to sell these. This is the last meeting that Dad had in America with All Faith Crusades, and that's just powerful. And these are... I forgot what they cost. They're 100 and something, but I think $168, half price. Well, anyway, praise God. Glory. I said glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who's the one that's believing for a new car? Who's the one that's believing? I know we can all say, I want one, but who's been believing for a new car? You come up here, you got your hands raised. Did you have your hands raised? You come on up here, come off of that mountain, come down here. I'm just gonna obey the Holy Ghost. And then I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do the next 3 days, because I got direction from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kind of car you believing for?
Red, leather, Toyota RAV.
Uh-huh. Red outside, red inside.
Sure.
Okay. So be it. In Jesus' name, you and I agree. What kind are you believing for?
White Ford Flex.
Oh, my son's got one of those. Those are nice. White?
Yes.
What kind of color interior?
Gray.
So be it in Jesus' name. The prophet says, so be it. What kind you want?
I'm looking at Ford Focus.
A Ford Focus?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're good.
You like them?
Yeah, Ford's better than Chevy now.
That's
you know?
Right. Yes, sir.
I used to be a Chevy guy, and I'd tell all the Ford guys, did you get the heated tailgate on your new truck? And they said, well, no, I didn't know they had one. Well, you need it in the winter because you're going to be pushing it all the time. Now I'm a Ford guy, so we say it again. I'm sorry.
Ford Focus, sir.
Ford Focus. So be it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What kind you want?
I want a van.
A van? What kind?
A
what?
Toyota Sienna.
A Toyota. So be it. It will happen. Praise God. What kind you believing for?
Ford.
A Ford what?
Two. SUV.
Two.
Yeah.
You need two of
two.
Them. Hey, might as well. So Lord be it in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
What do you want?
Anything that gets good gas mileage right
no,
now.
No, that won't work. No, it won't work. Anything. I mean, you don't have enough on the property you own for everything.
Ford truck.
Okay, what kind? 150, 250, 350?
2006 or newer.
Okay, praise God. I'm talking about new ones. Get in faith.
Okay.
Pray, be blessed.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. What do you want?
Ford Escape and an F-250.
Boy, this is a Ford church.
Yeah, glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. So be it in Jesus' name. I don't think I've ever done this, have I? That he says, you know me? I can't remember doing this. But God said to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What?
A red Toyota pickup truck. Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive. So be it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What do you need?
Red Toyota. A country Chrysler.
So be it in Jesus' name. Well, we know this is a Toyota church and Ford church so far. What you need?
A Toyota, a blue one.
A blue one?
Yeah,
what kind? Seat. What model?
The Ram 4.
Amen. So be it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, you got to say it to move it. You got to say, I got it. I'm in agreement with the prophet, and it will come to pass. Everybody say, it will come to pass. It'll all come to pass. Hallelujah! It'll all come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Praise God. My. Man, it's just in the air. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last Thursday night at our camp meeting, we was just ending the meeting. I can't remember if I might have dismissed the meeting. I don't know. And I walked over to my chair and I went to heaven just like that. I didn't. And the Lord allowed me to talk to my mama. And I just broke down. My mama was telling me, she said, son, I didn't know. Forgive me for the way you was raised. I said, mama, it ain't no problem. But then the Lord said to somebody in my family that I was believing for a son for 20 years. God, 20 years before Stephen was born, he said, I'm going to give you a son, and I want you to call him Stephen. 20 years later, he'd been here, he'd been preaching, and he came. And he's been involved in the ministry. But he said, the Lord said that you're going to have to tell him that in 2 years he'll be gone if he doesn't get with it. See, 30 years, 20 years in believing, and Stephen coming up on 28 years old, been involved in the ministry, but if you've heard him, he's got a gift. I mean, he's just plain as can be and tell it like it is. But yet he wouldn't, you know, different reasons and so forth. And I said, Lord, to some of you there, you may be, I don't know if you heard me talk. I said, now, Lord, for some reason, sometimes a dad and son, the son won't listen. You know, I don't know, just a man deal sometimes. He said, what? He said, his mother, he'll listen to his mother. And so I told my wife, you know, and I said, I saw him in a coffin. Again, I saw him before in a coffin. And I warned him. because he was making his motorcycles his God. He'd come to church, but he wouldn't get in the Bible, and he was more interested in racing motorcycles. And I said, well, I told my wife, and I told the Lord. I said, I tell him, and he thinks I'm just nagging him. But when his mother tells him, hallelujah, thank you, brother, kind of buck it. It's just, I can't explain it, but it's just, hallelujah. But he listened to his mother, and within a week, he sold that motorcycle. And see, so that saved his life. He broke his leg, you know the story. Well, when he felt better, he went out on the grounds, got back on that motorcycle. And I heard him out there, and then I had a vision of him in a coffin. You see, it's so important. The Bible says, for this cause. See, I don't have accidents. I don't have wrecks. I don't bump my head. I don't slip. I'm under the blessing, not the curse. When you get out from the protection and you're disobeying God, anytime something like that happened, like 14 years ago, they found cancer, I went to the Lord.
Yeah.
Go over there. Go over to 1 Corinthians. Now, tonight I'm going to mentor you. I'm not going to teach you. I'm going to mentor you the next three nights. Because when I went to heaven, God said, I want you to start mentoring when you go in churches. And 1 Corinthians 11. And so I told my wife, I said, I don't want to lose my son. And there's reason, fear, different things. He talks about it, you know, when I'm doing the preaching. But he said he's behind. He's going to have to catch up. And he's fighting it for different reasons. I know, and I didn't want to preach because I didn't see myself in front of people. See, I'm talking about being obedient to the Word of God. People don't know this side.
Yes. Yeah.
You just, see, you don't belong to you.
That's right.
You belong to God. You made Him the Lord. I'm talking about Lord, not just escape to get out of hell.
That's right.
But you made Him the Lord. Your life does not belong to you.
Right.
And listen, belonging to God isn't boring. I've had the most exciting life serving God. Me and my wife only been together one quarter of our marriage because the other time, and we've had the sweetest marriage because God put it together. Hello? And he said, see, I believe, the way Dr. Summer, I believe when a man and a woman are called together, the children are called to the ministry. Period. There's just no, that's why we train up the way they train them the way they should be in ministry. We don't train, we don't send them to lawyer school. We don't send them to doctor school or something because most of those universities will put junk in your mind where you'll question God. That's why we got a whole truckload of kids coming out of high school, coming to our Bible school. We're going to put something in their head about God. Hallelujah. So I want to mentor you tonight on some of these things about longevity. Mentor him in longevity. That's what when I was in heaven. Hallelujah. Friday night, if this is all right with the pastor, Friday night I want to do a communion service. A communion service with the wine, but I want a cracker, a square cracker for each person, okay? Praise God. So that's... Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, my wife went and talked to Stephen. He says, I know I've been, I know when Dad was talking, I knew it was me. So he wouldn't mind me saying this because, you know, I know you do your job keeping your own backyard clean. But I must say these things for longevity.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I've said amen,
amen.
And obeying what you're supposed to do in the body of Christ is very important. Your health depends on it. Your finances depend on it. We have one couple in our church, and he wants to tithe, and she doesn't because she likes spending all the money on herself. and they're having a lot of problems in their marriage. They're having a lot of problems financially. Hello? Usually it's the man, but this is the woman. See, they're not in agreement. They don't want. She don't want to obey God. She wants to use the money on herself. But yet they come and benefit from the wonderful church that we got, the wonderful T-bone steak fillets that we serve at every service under the, you know, the pastoral group that we have, which is my family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't want to obey God. Well, trouble's happening. Things are happening. You're breaking down physically. Hello. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so my wife went and talked to him. Well, that's personal. Anything we do is open. But I'm doing it because God told me to say it. He said, I made the correction. He said, I'll start preaching more at the church. He said, this coming Tuesday, I'll preach before I go to Florida, you know, down to, you know, his wife's mother's house. And he said, schedule me for twice a month and then anything else, I'm going to do it. Well, he learned from when he broke his foot. Because that's when I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, we don't have accidents. We don't bump our head. I don't slip. I don't fall. I have an angel that watches my footing. I don't have those things. But most Christians do. See? And the biggest thing is they don't discern the Lord's body. Discern your part in the body of Christ. Can you say amen in your job? Praise God for mercy. He lets you slide for a while. He said, I'll do it. And the Lord said, you know, I said, Lord, he won't listen. He said, he'll listen to his mother. I said it. I don't know if you heard me. I think you was in the next row over. Yeah, did you hear me talking to my mother?
I heard you talking to someone, and I knew you were talking to my mother.
Yeah, that was my mama, see. I don't know if I should say that, but the reason I'm saying it, there's some folks in here you need to get with it.
Amen.
Now, God's not killing you. But he's helping you. He's not the one that's killing you. But disobedience, you bring it on yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Well, I'm under grace. So whatever I do, I'm under grace. Well, you got to remember this. I know there's a lot of false teaching going around, but remember this. There's the grace to the sinner, and then there's the grace to the believer. Hallelujah. Praise God for grace. There's no doubt about it. But here he said, now see, here he said, look at this. He said for 29th verse. Well, let's go to the 28th. Well, let's go to the 27th. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Guilty of the body. Well, he's talking about you being guilty because you're not bringing your part to the body of Christ. There's a twofold application here. One, his body. See, there's two bodies. Well, how can that be? Well, to explain, there's, you know, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in one. So there's two bodies, but they're in one. One's up in heaven, the glorified body, the one that bore all your sicknesses and disease, and that does apply here. But then on the other side, where I believe most people, where they wouldn't have to look on the pole, they wouldn't have to look and see what that was provided if they'll do what they're supposed to do down here in the body.
Amen.
Body. Now think about that. Are you guilty? See, a lot of people take communion lightly.
Right.
They take it religiously.
Right.
Like in memory of Jesus. No, memory is over here at the graveyard. In memory of,
yeah.
You know, Lucy Ball or whatever over here is buried over here.
Yeah.
That's in memory of them, not in Jesus. You put yourself in remembrance and what he said there at the table. He said, this body is broken for you. In other words, it's broken in pieces, and you have, and we'll bring that up Friday night, those pieces are the ones that make the whole. You see, part of my our family, he wasn't bringing his piece he's supposed to bring. He says, I told you for 20 years, I told you I was going to give you a son, and he was going to help in the ministry. Yes. See, just because you're in a, you know what is dangerous? And preachers' kids, they got to be very, very careful of this. Because they're in the preacher's family, none of this applies to them. And they don't listen. Well, I just went to church, and that's dad up there, and there he goes again, you know. No, it can get that way. Hallelujah. You can do that to your pastor. Well, that's just pastor talking. I was out hunting with skunks with him the other day, and I know he's a regular guy. So, no, you better quit that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amen.
Come over here.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah.
Now, in my meetings, you can hold hands, but no kissing. No making out in my meetings. So you know. Why are you turning red? We're happy. We're thrilled. Amen. I said amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
But I'm saying, you see, you're guilty in here. There's a few of you that are guilty is because you're not bringing your peace to the body of Christ. I know this is different. But there's new revelation coming in this era.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And see, he that eateth the bread, drink of that cup. He that eateth, drinketh unworthy, eateth and drink damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Have an insight of their part for this cause. For this cup. Now, note 28, but let a man examine himself. The way I see what I do, am I examining myself? Am I in the part of the body that I'm supposed to be in? See, when they found cancer in my body 14 years ago, I went right to this scripture. Now, I said, now, Lord, see, I don't get into the why. W-H-Y. Why did this happen to me? Well, there's a cause, because he said, for this cause,
right.
Many are wimpy, many are weak,
yeah.
And what?
Sickly.
What's the third? See, I was in the second protocol. They found cancer in my lymph nodes, and I was weak, and then I was sickly. I was breaking out sweating, and I was weak when I was preaching, and here, The next protocol would have been death. But when I found out, first thing I did, I went right over to this scripture. And I said, Lord, now see, I said, I know this ain't on your side. You see, a cop out is saying, well, I've been serving God. Why is he doing this to me? He ain't doing nothing to you. He blessed you. He sent Jesus. He's for you. He is not against you. It's on your side. You got to know. Well, that ain't fair.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody say there's a God side.
There's a God
side. Amen.
Amen.
See, in grace teaching, there's only God side. You don't have nothing to do with it, and that ain't true. If there ain't nothing to do with it, then it takes works. I heard a guy on TV say, you don't even have to use confession no more because you're under grace. Everything's going to happen. No, it isn't. You have a part.
Yes, Dad, amen.
And then what's wrong with works? You're going to be judged by the works you've done
right,
on here.
Right.
Faith without works.
Yes.
So what that ends up is universalism, where eventually everybody's going to be saved, including the devil. No, you have a part to do. You have a part. Go like that. I have a part.
I have a part.
Amen. That's what he's talking about. Examine. Are you doing your part? I got the report. Fear hit my big toes and started coming up my legs. And I said, no, you don't. The doctor pointed at me. My wife was standing there. Pointed at me. The doctor said, see, he's in denial. I see it all the time. I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to that fear. He did his job. He gave me the report of what they found out, why I was weak, why I was breaking out in sweats. Hallelujah. See, you got to obey the word. You got to do what the word says. You have to be obedient to what the word says. Not under a commendation way, but wanting to honor your father and bless him. You know why? I'm going to do what you say. See, what a lot of people is today in a lot of these modernistic churches, they just come once in a while because they don't want to go to hell. They just don't want to go to hell, so they'll do what they can, you know, just to, you know, ease their, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have a job. Oh, you're going to put me under bondage. Tithing, you're going to put me under bondage. I'm free. Yeah, you're free to go to hell.
Yeah, that's right.
And obey God.
Come on now.
I came over here, all right, and I sat down in my, and I rebuked that, and I said, I'm going to my room. I said, listen, I have a healing ministry, and now I'm sick. You see, I said, it's on my side, and it's not on his side. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching real good. Yeah, there's a lot of people out of the will of God because they're holding on to the last wave. They're trying to be loyal to something that's dying. Not the message, but the way that was moving. You see, get on the new surfboard and ride this one. What's going on right now? Get around those people that are in it, praise God. Splash over on you. Glory! And I went to my room, and some of you heard this testimony, but when he dealt with me in heaven to start telling him about the longevity. Amen. I was on the phone today and set up a meeting in Merced. I'm going up to Sacramento for Sunday morning. I want to come by on a Saturday afternoon and have a mentoring class. He started having mentoring classes. Then when you're in week-long meetings, so we're going to have a mentoring class tonight, a mentoring class tomorrow night, and another mentoring class. And then Friday night, I'm going to lay hands on all of you, and you're going to get an impartation. Woo! Not bad for 72, huh? Hallelujah. And still chase mama around the house. That's in good shape. Hallelujah. Some of them looked at me, my God, how disgusting. Well, maybe that's what's wrong with your marriage. You're not chasing them. Amen. Ooh, your wife said that's right. Better quit chasing skunks and start chasing your wife. Well, you did call me granddad, did you? All right, praise God. So I got praying. I said, now, Lord, I know it's not on your side, so it has to be on my side. We see, when Stephen had that accident, that's when the Lord said to me, that's what the Lord said to me. He said, he's accountable now. He can't be safe under your jurisdiction because he's of age accountable. Besides that, he'd been sitting on the front row all these years listening to the word of God. And you're accountable for that. When you get older, you're accountable for that. And if you run from it, you're going to be accountable for that. And then he said this to me. He said another thing you're going to tell people, and I didn't know this, when you do unsafe things like run around on four-wheelers without a helmet and do, and you, like he does. They go to these things, they got these big ramps, and he goes up, and you know how they, a motorcycle, dirt bike, and they do all these kind of,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
He said, see, that's how when he came down, he put his foot down and he broke his foot. He goes, how did he do that when we're under? He said, one, he's doing unsafe thing, and he's tempting. When you do unsafe things and you know better, then you're tempting God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that, but just keep breaking them then.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what he said. When it's unsafe and you know it, you're tempting God. Then when I told Stephen, you know, that what happened is because now you're accountable. He came back, and you've heard my wife say this. He said, Mom, what's the best books and tapes by Brother Hagin in our library? He said, and so he got on it. And then he came up to where he is now, but he hasn't been going the way he should. Because he loves equipment. He loves those kind of things. If you're not careful, that's why God had me sell all my military Jeeps, all my pickups. I had all kinds. You've been at my other house, weren't you? I had all those toys. He said, sell them, put it into your ranch. But he said, sell them because you're starting to, I want to tell you something. We have a jealous God.
Amen.
And anything that takes you away and gets distracted, he's jealous. Now, I had no problem with that. I had no problem. I did it. My garage is empty except my house where I'm at. I got furniture was out of the suites, but now they're going to the ranch. Yeah. It's all my John Wayne stuff. He didn't say he didn't say I had to get rid of that.
Yeah.
But that's all going up there. You know, all my you've seen my John Wayne stuff, haven't you? No. You haven't? Yeah. Well, you missed half of your life. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. Well, Stephen got it straight, but now he's been bucking the last few years. He, you know, bucking, you know, I don't want to preach. You know, he came and preached here. He got the goods.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's got anointing. I mean, our church loves him. He's just such a straight shooter.
Yeah.
You know, he's just almost too straight. He was preaching on the woman of the issue of blood. And he said, you know, that lady in the Bible that was, she was having her period. You know, Morgan about fell off of the table. Well, you got to start somewhere. You know, amen.
Amen.
I heard. I remember when Stephen first got up and preached. Most of the church was weeping because they were raising the church when he was a little boy. Now Grant up there singing.
Yeah.
See, they're obeying God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm in my lazy boy chair, the little green one. When I come home, I flop out, man, because, you know, you're traveling in and out. And back there praying, my wife comes in. She's, I'm holding, come on in here, honey. And I'm praying, and I ask the Lord. Now, there's causes. How many is there? First of all, I want to know how many causes where the devil got in there and put that on me. He said, you know, and I prayed for a while. Then I got quiet. So you got to get quiet. And we're on talking terms. I have people, how do you hear from God? I don't know. Why don't you hear from God if you're a child of God? That's one thing you need to develop when you first get saved is for his voice. That's the first thing I learned is his voice. His voice is good. He'll tell you to do good things. Bad things are from the devil. Right. Discern the difference.
Yeah, come on.
And sometimes the devil's voice can almost sound like God's voice.
Sure,
you got to judge it. Is this in line with the word?
Right.
I had a guy at my church years ago, several of them, said the Lord told me to divorce my wife and marry this other woman over here. God told me, no, he didn't. He ain't going against his word.
That's right.
He ain't telling you to divorce your wife. And besides that, one guy was in a healing line, and I said, what's wrong with you? He said, well, my back. He said, and also I want you to agree with me for a wife. I said, where's your wife now? She says, well, we're getting divorced. I said, well, you're not available.
That's right.
You're still married.
That's right.
No, we're separated. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're married.
Right.
You don't get too many amens on that,
come
do
on.
You?
You're preaching good.
That's good.
I'll come over here. I don't know. Billy, help me out. You're my son. Hallelujah. You're supposed to say amen to your dad. I didn't hear you.
Amen.
What was that?
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Praise God.
Hallelujah, amen.
Thank you. When I point and when nobody says amen, you guys say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, got it. I'm preaching real good.
Amen.
Pat me on the back. Amen. Praise God. You're doing a good job, brother. Where was I?
Two causes.
So I got quiet, and the Lord says, okay, cause number one. 2 years ago, you was in Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, you got that right. He's God. He knows. And he said, you remember when you was crawling out of bed, you was so tired. I said, yeah, I remember that. And I spoke to you that you don't know how to rest. I'm not talking about sleeping all the time. I'm talking about, that's what that new book's about, peace, resting. Learn how to rest in faith. And I didn't know how to rest. I couldn't relax. I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about, but I didn't know how. My mind running, even with my day off, you know, you know, skinning a skunk and you're still, your mind's going, you know. I'm not saying that's bad, so don't. Just got to put everything in priority. You know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
See, he said it. Where I'm at right now, three years ago, he said, lighten up. That's why I got rid of the big house, and there was nothing wrong with it to have it, but I got a smaller house, and I'm starting to do all these different things to lighten up for the run. For the run, for the revival, to ride. If you got all this stuff on you, you can't run fast. Put a big old safe on your back and try to keep up with your wife. With a load. Hallelujah. Glory, it's all right to hold hands during I'm preaching. That's good. Praise God. That's a good sign. Everything's okay.
Amen.
And what's your problem?
No.
Oh, thank you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I said, I'm guilty. Is I told you, but you slipped back. Now listen, you slipped back. That was a bad habit. It was a habit that you learned when you was a kid and you brought it into your adulthood, habits that you develop even when you're a child. You know, I don't know if it's out there, but I have a tape on bad church habits. Nancy's mom. He told the kids, it doesn't matter rain, snow, or sleet. We're going to Methodist church every time the door. Those kids were taught, and every one of them go to church. Because there was a habit that was put in them. Amen. My wife, when Stephen and Grant was born, they put them in a little box and put them under her seat just like that. They were raised even when they were a little baby. These newfangled parents say, well, it's cold out there. We better not take that baby out. We couldn't come to church because of the baby. Yeah, go ahead and teach them that. You notice how quiet the guy?
Yeah.
You notice they're all shouting about your skunk hunt? Ready to talk about their baby. Anyway, moving right along.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be good now.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't let anybody out because we're going to be real good. And I said, now this is what I said. See, you know, sometimes you need to give it up. You can't do it yourself. Some things you can't. I said, Lord, I tried to break that. I got to have your help. He said, you couldn't break that habit because, you know, you got to get done praying in the Holy Ghost to put that down. I couldn't sit in a chair. In an airport, I'd go over and look at the schedule. Okay. I'd go down, sit back down. And I'd get in the airport. I said, I'm going to break that habit. And I'd put myself in a chair.
That's right.
Well, all those years, you know, I had to break just like you're on dope. I had to go through withdrawals. Amen. Hallelujah. And I said, I repent. And I said, with your help, I break that. And you know I have. Amen. It tries to creep up once in a while. I said, no, you don't. I'm in peace. I'm not troubled. See, a troubled heart's not a believing heart. Amen. See, that's being troubled. And I said, okay, I repent with your help. He said, okay. I said, what's the next one? See, I got to get those two causes taken care of. Amen.
You're helping.
Amen. Some of you got bad habits that you picked up from your parents in their marriage, and you brought it in your marriage. You need to break that according to the Word of God.
Amen.
Not nice to talk mean to each other.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You talk nice to her, you talk nice to him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, I was raised under Jackie Gleason. My dad came home. He was King Kong. He'd get his beer, get his popcorn, his dinner, and it was time for Jackie Gleason. Gonna go to the moon, Norma. And he sent my mother a couple times to the moon almost. And I thought when I got married, that's the way you treat women. Amen. To the moon. Didn't work too good. And she had bad habits, so I'm preaching real good here. So he's talking about, you need when you receive, and we'll do that Friday night. We're going to receive communion to examine ourselves. Are we bringing our supply, our part, in what God has called you and me to do? There is where healing, there is where financial, there is the peace of God. There is your longevity and go until you're satisfied. What do you mean until you're satisfied? You don't have to die of a heart attack. You don't have to die of a disease. You can die. Well, I just don't want to go anymore. I wore this body out. You can keep it healed, but you can wear it out too. Just wear the thing out. Use it. And then say, well, I'm ready. Everything's taken care of. Got my will. Everything's in place. I think I'm ready to go. And then go. That's why I say I'm going to 92.
Amen.
That's 20 years from now. I have a goal. Well, what if you don't reach it? Well, at least I had a goal.
Amen.
You know, sure, if I go, it sure wouldn't be on God's side. It would be on my side to disobey God, or I just tired of looking at people. That could be a cause. Anyway, praise God. I'm not tired of looking at you. Well, you can. I mean, there's a time when you just, you know, it's a mean world. And most people just don't care. Some people just don't care. And sometimes you're not, that the devil, he'll use it, but he'll work. Well, does people really care? Are people really listening? Had people in your church for 7 years and preach the same thing over, and then something hits them.
Yeah.
Huh. They had their answer many times.
Yeah.
Before, I, as a young pastor, I took it on myself. Well, maybe I'm not communicating with them. And this is the truth. God said, no, it's like Fox News. He said this. You report, they decide. You cannot decide for them. That's all you can do is report.
That's right.
You can report to singles and keep your britches on. You can report about the tithing. You can report about walking in love. You can report how to live long and do what God do. But I can't decide for them. It set me free. And then I learned my joy is in not other people's head, what they think of me. My joy is in the Lord and what He told me. The second one was, He said, I told you that to tell those people when they were, this is many years ago, when the phone cards were running around. to tell them that that is not of me. Well, my meeting started drying out. Everybody in Rhema was selling it. Everybody was selling these cards. Out Dad Higgins made me so mad I wanted to go out there and co-cock them. They're out there selling cards when they should be praying for Dad in the afternoon instead of meeting with people to sell things. Can I just make a little sidetrack here? You will not use my vineyard to sell your stuff. You will not. A minister that uses his influence, his anointing, to make money off of the people is wrong. I don't care what it is. You'll find what we sell out there helps other people. I'm not selling gizzard cleaners. And I found out from 15 different doctors there is no poison in gizzards, or what do you call it, colon. Huh? Yeah, 15 doctors. His daughter did the research for me. She's a nurse. Isn't that right? Isn't that what she said? There's no such thing. She says, that's all gimmicks. Take this for your colon and it'll clean everything out. I call it a gizzard, you know. You know, you go to the bathroom better and stuff like that, you know. But no, people, I remember they called it body toddy, and they were selling it. These preachers were selling it at the back table. Amen. Gold. You got to be careful of that. This one. That one.
Yeah.
Using your influence.
Yeah.
I had a guy with a cashier's check for $3 million. He said, I'll give you this cashier's check for $3 million. If I can go to your meetings and one night you tell them that I have an investment that will bless them, and you tell them to go to room J and you won't have to do nothing. Just say that. I said, you ain't got enough money for me to do this. That man's in prison for 40 years right
now.
What would have happened to my ministry?
That's right.
How many people could say no to $3 million? The devil working on it. You could pay your house off. You could buy a better airplane. You could pay your building off. All kinds of things. Money, don't let anybody think if money has power. Money will make you wrong decisions. And I said, you ain't got enough money. You're not going to use my... Actually, Benny Hinn almost lost $1 million over that. But he, 2 days before the FBI went in his office, he went in there and demanded his $1 million back. Holy Ghost told him. Well, I backed up because all the churches I'd gone were selling that. So they quit inviting me. So money talked to me. I said, I ain't saying a word. I'm going to be just a sweet teacher. Go in there and get them healed, bless them, tell them they're wonderful, they're great when they're a bunch of brats. And I broke down and cried. I said, I'm guilty, Lord, I'm guilty. And I felt I really hurt him when I did that. He's my Savior. I'm so sorry. He said, I forgive you. I said, I repent right now. He said, okay. He said, these are the two causes. Now listen. Then he said, in 30 days, it'll be all out of your body.
Hallelujah.
And 30 days later, I went back. He said, well, we know what you got. No, I want you to do another blood test. I'm paying for it. Went back there. He says, well, Reverend, you're right. There's somebody looking at there. Ain't. There's nothing there. I do know this from watching my spiritual daddy, things that tried to kill him, if he disobeyed, that thing will try to come back on him. And I don't do it in fear. I do know if I disobey, that same thing will come back on me. Have you heard of people say they were healed of cancer, then it came back on them? There's a cause. Remember Dad? He started having trouble with his heart. Every time. Now, he was born with a heart condition and a deformed heart. See, this stuff ain't preached. I mean, this is extraordinary church here, but most of this stuff ain't teaching. Teaching about longevity.
Come on. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I repented. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember another time when he appeared to me at a meeting. And he said, you're not using the anointing that's on you skillfully. Fire shot out of his eyes. That meant he was ticked. Now, if it upsets him that much, it upsets him when you're not doing your part. He can't function on this earth without you. You got to learn that.
Amen.
He cannot. He's the head. His other body's up there. But the body, and when he broke that, I'll explain more on Friday, when that was broken, it was into pieces for the whole, because you had to go to him back then to get healed. You couldn't go to anybody. You had to go to him. But now he broke his body up that it can be all over the world. You have, this is a body here. Fredonia, you have a body over there. It belonged, corporately speaking, to the whole body, but separate for you to work in this body.
Amen.
As a whole. I don't know if I helped you or not.
So good. So good.
Amen.
Tell you the truth, when I got here, I didn't know what I was going to preach on. God said, I'll tell you when you get there. I used to be a nervous wreck when I get there, but now, you see, you learn to be in peace and you know.
Yes, sir.
To obey God.
Yes, sir.
And that's part of that prophet's anointing. Amen. But I was laying there praying this afternoon, and it all started coming. Do three nights, you know. Tomorrow night, I want to talk about impartations, and I'm going to tell you how to get them. And then Friday night, we're going to have communion. Amen. Then we're going to lay hands on everybody for Paul said, I desire to see you. See, I have to see you to get impartation. If you don't come to church, how can he see you?
Yeah.
You won't impart. You can't get it on the other side of that TV camera.
That's right.
You have to be here.
Amen.
So I got me a new sermon this afternoon. Stand to your feet. I don't know if I helped you, but I preach myself happy. Amen.
Amen.
Well, put your hands up and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, unless the Holy Ghost is moving, I don't keep people late on weeknights because people work. And they come back more for refreshed the next night. Unless the Holy Ghost is moving, you know what I'm talking about. But praise God. Did you get some help?
Yes.
Amen. Examine yourself. Am I doing my side? Am I bringing my part? And you know, the ministry of help is such a dignified office. It is an office. It's not the same as the fivefold. It's not in the same category, but it has its own category. So does the giver. There is an office of giving. If you're a businessman, you ought to ask God to anoint you with that.
Yes.
And he'll bless you so much to help the church.
Amen.
I know one church in Ohio that they have several millionaires in his church to help him pay his building and do what he needs to do. That's a blessing.
Yes, sir.
I said, that's a blessing. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The trouble is, some people start making a lot of money, and then they start putting it on them. Start putting it on them, and like that woman don't want to pay her tithe because she wants it for herself. Boy, that's dangerous. Hallelujah. Don't God's tithe don't belong to you anyway.
That's right.
Well, I work for it. Well, yeah, but you're alive. Take a deep breath. Whose air is that? It's God's air. He can cut your air off. He won't because he's not a killer, but it's God's. He created this for man. Every being, every fiber in my body wants to praise God. I don't know, but he allows me to have fun. I mean, He has given me a ranch to bring ministers. He says so many ministers are burning out and they're losing their family, losing their wife. Several said last year, just what we had, started up there. They said, I got to know, in 1 week, got to know my family. Because we were together in the mountains, got away from all the business part of the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. Shoulda mahaha. Kiti mahonga ete. I see a person with your head down and say, I just don't know what to do financially in these bills. I need help from God. Humble yourself. Come down here and I'll break that power of lack over your life right now. Right now. You come down here. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God will bless you. Come. Praise God. God bless you, ma'am. Praise God. Listen, we're family. We're in this together. I tell people in our church, when you get in trouble, don't stay away from the church. Run to the church. I'm in trouble. We've all been there. None of us are real humdingers. Just some of us listen better than others and do what God said. But I'm going to break that spirit of lack. Get a kickstart.
That's right.
Amen. I remember working on my flathead V8, you know, and sometimes we had put gas in the carburetor to get it, you know, to get it going pop, 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 and get it started when we was working on it or took it off. You know, to, what do you call that when you do that? Prime it, that's it. Praise God. Well, we're going to prime the flow for you. Break the power of lack, and I command every bit of your supply to come in. I command that to be broken over you and that supply of yours come in. I break the power of lack and the supply come to you in Jesus' name. I break the power of lack and supply come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There's an angel standing right by you, Noel. He's got his hand on your shoulder. Hallelujah. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Ha 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 ha. 3 nights of impartation. Shoo. 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 Some of the things I'm going to be preaching to you the next 2 nights, I don't think in that line that I preached it before, but God gave it to me this afternoon. He said, you must go and mentor my people in longevity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when you go to Word of Faith Church, and most of the church come up that's sick, it sure ain't on God's side. Somebody ain't listening. So I take it another direction. To show them it's on their side, not in condemnation, but has God done everything he's going to do? Why did he show that to him about my son for he have longevity? Amen. I know that's a personal thing, but he probably, when he comes back here and pray, he'll probably tell you all about it. That's the kind of guy he is. I was missing it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore. Well, give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Now, I see. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. I see like a little growth up here. I believe it's a woman. Right up above your breast here. I'm not trying to be nasty, but I'm just telling you, there's a growth right there. Who is that? There's a little lump of growth. Is that you? How big is it? But that big. I'm going to curse it. Then I want you to go to the restroom and come back and give us the report. Curse it! Dry up now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Help her up. Hallelujah. Come back and tell us what size it is. Hallelujah. God is God. God is God on the platform. God is God in Jamestown. God is God in Fredonia. Hallelujah. God is God in Pennsylvania. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Well, let's just thank Him for His healing, deliverance, power. Hallelujah. Now I see a fracture in an ankle. There was a fracture, and it's been still been having trouble with it. Come up here. Hallelujah. That you? Amen. Hallelujah. Healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have an X-ray vision, and I see a lung with a dark, part of it has a dark spot on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has a dark spot in your lung. I see it like an X-ray. Who is that? Come on up here. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on up. It even troubles your breathing. You're saying, I wonder if that's me. That's you. Come on up. Hallelujah. And I keep feeling over here somewhere. I could be wrong, but I just feel it's over here somewhere. Hallelujah. Come on up. I had people write to me, well, I was so-and-so and I didn't come up because I was embarrassed. Well, I can't do that. And when it's an operation, what is it?
I have 22 tumors in my abdomen.
Where's it at?
Uh-huh. From ovarian cancer 2 years ago. And they just put me on oxygen because my oxygen levels are getting low at night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Does it affect your breathing?
Because my oxygen levels are dangerously low when I go to sleep.
Yeah, you ready? Curse it! Come out! Right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. The other thing is lacking in the body of Christ is boldness, being bold about His faith. Amen. What's the diagnosis?
It's down to the size of my finger.
It's the size of your little finger now? And what's the size before?
It was about
that big. Yeah, it's going down. It's going to be completely gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm after still that Pacific of the lung. And then I see in the spirit, like, I don't know, something with the vertebrae up in the lower part of the neck. The lower part of the neck. Come on up. The lower part of the neck. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that you? The neck?
Yes.
Amen. Been having a lot of trouble, a lot of pain. Huh? Tell me about it. You have what?
I'm having surgery in September for my neck.
Your neck? You won't have to have surgery. I got it up in the vision. Look at me. I got it in the vision in the name of Jesus. Oh. Something just happened. Every bit of it go in Jesus' name and rejoice. Hallelujah. You're the hairdresser. Amen. Huh? I'm wonderful. How are you? So you have no reason to be up here doing good. Oh, your neck. Okay. Ah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. There'll be a day when you'll have service one, service two, then Sunday night. Hallelujah. Fire God's all over you. Huh?
Glory to God.
Amen. Go ahead, move your neck around. Move it. Do it. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. What'd you say?
It's been years.
Yeah, you don't need an operation. It's taken care of. Like the way you work the house, Holy Ghost house. Like the way you roll. Hallelujah. He really helped us last week. Amen. So we do a trade-off. Now his son's coming. We got a deal going here. Praise God. So, amen. Hallelujah. I have to say he's not here. Is this live stream? But he's not here. But when him and his boy get together, they're a lot better. And they both get together and flow. Praise God. Their son passed out on the organ the other night. Was you there when he went? I mean, the anointing of God came on him. Praise God. He I've never seen him do that. And I heard he don't dance, but he did dance last week. You never say you're not going to dance. I'll tell you that, boy. The Holy Ghost will get you. Hallelujah! If you're having feet problems, run right now. If you're having feet problems, run right now. Run, 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 run. You have feet problems, run. If you don't have an arch, run. Go on, take off. If you have arch problems, of you don't know where I started out in the church. I started out cleaning toilets. And I had to prove myself to God I'd be faithful. 5 years cleaning toilets. Five. And while I was cleaning toilets, I became a door greeter. I became a deacon. They put me on the board. I was involved, and I was with the Royal Rangers. I was with everything. Plus, I went to other meetings because that wasn't enough for me. Thursday night, Wednesday night, church, Thursday night, I drive all the way to L.A. to Teen Challenge. That's where I met the singer, Henry Crouch. He was down there working with the drug addicts, and that's how I met him. That's how I got into that meeting because I know him. In 1971, I got into the youth meeting. See, God sets everything up if you obey him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Well, I think I'm just done for right now, but we'll pick up tomorrow night. Don't miss it. Don't miss the communion service, because you're going to get an impartation. God's going to bless you. Glory. Hallelujah. The glory's in here. The glory of God is in this place. Hallelujah. 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 It's all yours, Pastor. Hallelujah.